Second and first, Kimberly Chen, Federal Circuit Bar Association. This is the second iteration of the most attended event that our video system has supported in 13 years. Something like that, yeah. And the credit goes to all those who have pulled it together, in particular the Court of Federal Claims and its next generation filing system. A lot of interest in that, the practicing bar, of course. I'm just going to wrap up by pointing that we have two feeds here, one audio, one video. If the video were to go down, the audio would continue so that the session could continue. Your lines are muted at this point. There'll come a time when the panel will ask for that to be released and invite questions or comments from you. But for the moment, the lines are muted. There's a reason behind that, and that's the respect for the panel as they make their presentation. Now, particular high honor for me is to introduce my good friend, Ed Passarelli, from the Department of Justice, who has, I guess, in an unofficial role for this setting, since he's with the Bar Association, has come to launch this particular panel. Ed, thanks to all at the Justice Department.
Thank you, sir. As Jim has mentioned, I represent the Court of Claims Federal Bar Association, the Court of Federal Claims Bar Association. And in that capacity, the Bar Association is happy to work in connection with the Court of Federal Claims staff that have done a remarkable job in putting together a panel to make sure that when it is 11:45 on August 26th, you will be able to file your document. You will not have to file for a motion out of time or leave to file a document that should have been filed the day before. So in this connection, we're glad you took the time to out of your day to watch this. We know that the Department of Justice had some problems with the Internet, so if you're coming back a second time, we really appreciate you coming, and we appreciate the fact that you'll know a lot more about NextGen and filing in the Court of Federal Claims after this panel's presentation. The United States Court of Federal Claims will live with the next generation of DM, ECF on Monday, August 26th. And today our goal is to make sure you're fully prepared for that day. Our panelists will discuss the implementation and how that implementation will impact electronic filing, explain what you need to do in advance of the go-live date, demonstrate how to use the new interface, and answer any implementation-related questions you may have. Now, if you have any audio problems or video problems, the materials, the audio and a video, as well as the PowerPoint, will be on the Court of Federal Claims website, as well as the Federal Circuit Bar Association's website. So don't fear if you've lost it, because you can get it tomorrow or the next day on the website. Now, please make sure that your computer audio is in the on mode, because the video that will be playing will come out of your computer, won't come out of a separate web line. So make sure that the volume on your computer is on and turned up. Please allow me to introduce our panel. Seated immediately to my left is Joan Goldfrank, who has been with the court for more than three decades, working in several different capacities, both in chambers and in the clerk's office. Joan is currently the Director of Operations, an office which manages all case filings in the court and processes attorney admission. Now, through the Director of Operations, there's a project manager that has control over the NextGen project. That is Joan Wheeler, seated to her left. And Joan began his career in the federal judiciary in 1997 and has been with the Court of Federal Claims for the majority of the time. Since 2008, Joan has served as the court's DM-ECF coordinator in the Office of Operations, managing the system and making sure that it runs as well as it possibly can. Next to Joe is Zafi Hansford, and he's the Linux Systems Administrator in the Office of Information Technology. Joined the court in 2000 and is responsible for the configuration, installation, and maintenance of Next Gen. Next to Dafe is Kristen Paczynski. Kristen is Chief Judge Margaret Sweeney's career law clerk. Kristen joined the court in 2003 when the Chief Judge was a special master in the vaccine program and has worked for the Chief Judge since that time. For those of you participating in the webcast, please mute your telephones during the discussion to avoid disruptive background noise. We will also mute all lines from our end. And again, make sure your computer audio is in the on mode and turned up. Without any further ado, I will turn the program over to Joan Goldfrank, who will start the panel discussion.
And thank you all for attending today's webcast. We've put together a PowerPoint presentation and supporting materials with the goal of ensuring that each of you is prepared for our next gen go live date on August 26th. Joe will start us off with a brief description of next gen, what will change, what is required prior to August 26th, and he will highlight some important dates to remember. I will go over account preparation, what you need to do before August 26th, covering both your individual PACER account and your firm or organization's administrative PACER account. Dafe will then talk about what you will need to do when August 26th hits. And that will be linking your CMETF account to your individual upgraded PACER account. And he will talk about how registering for e-filing and attorney submitting attorney admission requests, that process will change. And finally, Kristen will offer some filing tips, stressing the importance of properly filing and linking documents in CMECF and how properly filing and linking documents will help ensure that your case moves quicker through the through judicial review. And now I will turn it over to Joe, who will begin our PowerPoint presentation.
Thank you, Joan. Thank you, everybody, for attending. I'm going to answer that burning question on everybody's mind, which is, what is NextGen? NextGen is essentially, it's just an upgrade to the court's current CMECF system. There are three versions of NextGen out there for the various courts. The version that we use is for the district court version. And if you're already practicing in a district court, a next-gen court, district court, you're going to be one step ahead of the game. You're going to be familiar with this. So what's going to change? A lot changed behind the scenes, but there are two things of interest to you that I want to point out that's going to change for you folks. The first one being is browser selection. With the next-gen, the preferred browser is Firefox. Now, I'm not going to sit up and tell you that you can't use Internet Explorer or Google Chrome or even Edge, if anybody's using Edge. But what I am going to tell you is, if you call me on the helpline and say I'm having problems filing something, first question I'm going to ask you is, what browser are you using? I'll certainly try and help you out and resolve whatever the issue is, but if we get to a point where that's not working, I'm going to ask you to try it out with Firefox. So I'd give Firefox a try in advance. The other major change for you is how you log into the system. You'll no longer be logging in directly through CMECF, but rather through PACER, and you'll be inputting your individual upgraded PACER accounts, login and password. We're going to show you a brief video that demonstrates logging into NextGen, so if you bear with me for 1 second, and start the video, please.
Hello and welcome to our demonstration on logging into NextGen via the court's website. Select the CMECF resources link. Select the login for the CMECF live system link. Finally, select the document filing system link. Once you arrive at the PACER website, input your upgraded individual username and password. Select login. In your action agreement, and check the box stating you understand. Select continue. You're now logged in. Thank you for watching.
Thank you. Before I go forward, Okay. So that was an example of logging in by visiting the court's website. I know some of you would rather put like a shortcut on your desktop, which is totally fine. If you'd rather go directly to PACER and log in, you can do that as well, as long as you're not at that same point what we're looking for. All right, so the next year timeline. So the timeline here does not do justice to the amount of work that's gone into this or the amount of stress that we've all felt. And now we are going to share some of that stress with you folks. There are a couple of important dates that I want to point out. Beginning on August 21st at 12 noon, we will cease CMECF registration, which means if you do not have your ECF filing account by that time, you'll have to wait until August the 26th and go through the PACER system. Another date of interest is August 23rd at 12 p.m. We will suspend electronic filing at that time. Now, if you have a deadline of August 23rd to file something, that will be pushed forward to August the 26th unless you were directed to file by 12 p.m. noon. And then at that point, you'll still be required to do that. August 26th is our go-live date, and by now you guys have probably received a number of emails and notices from us, and the good news is you're going to receive a few more between now and then. Just to reiterate, August 23rd, ECF filing will cease at noon and not begin until August the 26th. If you have something due on August 23rd by 12 noon, however, that you will be required to file that to meet that deadline. So what do you need to do now? What you want to do right now is upgrade your current PACER login, PACER account. And if you're not sure if you have an upgraded PACER account, I can tell you if you've practiced in another court that's on NextGen, you do have an upgraded account. And if your account was created after August the 11th, 2014, that is also an upgraded account. If you're not sure, it's easy to figure out. If you log on through PACER, there's a Manage My Account link. And as soon as you log on to the system, you'll notice right away what type of account that you have. If it's one of the older, what they call legacy PACER accounts, they have literally put an upgraded link right next to that. You simply click on that link and follow a few steps, and you'll be all set. We have some tutorials on our website that show you how to check the PACER account and how to log in, how to upgrade the account. So I would ask that you guys visit our site. We have those videos up there, and we have several others, as well as a lot of other very useful information. So please check it out. If you do not upgrade your PACER account by August 26th, you do run the risk of being unable to file when we do go live. We will take, we'll make every chance to help you out however we can on August the 26th. There's more players involved now, PACER being involved, as well as you folks having to link the two accounts together. So it's better to definitely do that now rather than wait. Right now, I am going to hand it off to Joan Goldfrank, and she's going to tell you a little bit about account preparation. Thank you.
Okay, which Court of Federal Claims attorney are you? There are five categories, and depending on which category you fall under, you may not need to do anything at this point. You may be ready for August 26th. How do you know what category you fall under? You have to check your PACER account status. And like Joe mentioned, we have a tutorial on our website that you can check your status. Moment. There we go. And if you have an upgraded account, you're good to go. You would be user number one, and you are ready for August 26th. There is nothing more that you need to do at this time. User two, if you have a CMECF account, but your PACER account is not upgraded, you will need to go in and upgrade your account. And again, it's a simple process. Like Joe mentioned, when you log in, you'll see that it says legacy account, which means it's an old account, and there'll be a convenient link right there to upgrade your account. User three, if you have a CMECF account, but you do not have an individual account, you've been using a shared account at your firm or organization, you will need to create an individual PACER account. And again, we have a tutorial and written instructions on how to register for an individual account. Use a 4. If you are a non-electronic filer, you will both have to register for an individual PACER account and register for a CMECF account. And for now, that is done through our website. And so if you want to register through our website, do so before August 21st. Because again, as Joe mentioned, filing accounts will be suspended that afternoon, and then you won't be able to get an account until Monday, August 26th, and that will be done through the PACER website. User 5, you're not a member of the bar, so you will have to submit a bar application and register for a CMECF account, and of course have an individual upgraded PACER account. And for now, again, that is done through our website, through our website. And on August 26th, that will change. Both attorney admissions and e-filing will be done through PACER. And I know we keep emphasizing this individual PACER account. It seems so simple, but if you don't have your own account and it is not upgraded, there could be a problem on August 26th with filing. So, again, now that we've emphasized that enough, I will talk about after emphasizing your individual PACER account, I will talk briefly about your firm's administrative account, which we call a PAA. And this is a central account for billing purposes. It's completely administrative. There's no access to case information. And your firm will manage all billing with your PACER account, but you manage your individual PACER account, and that's including updating your personal information or whatever belongs with that account. And that's what we say. Your PACER account is just that. It's your account. When you go to a new firm or organization, you bring your PACER account with you, and then it is linked to that firm or organization's administrative account for billing purposes. And the same thing, when you leave a firm or organization, you unlink your account so that you take it with you to your new firm. And we have information on the PACER administrative accounts, both a video and written information on how to set those accounts up and how to link and unlink. If you have any issues with that, you should contact PACER directly, as the court is not involved with managing or setting up these accounts. And that's all I have about account maintenance or account issues, and I will turn it over to Cafe, who will talk to you what do you do when August 26th arrives.
Thank you, Joan.
Mm-hmm.
Beginning on August 26th, if you are a member of the bar and you have a CMECF account, you will need to link your CMECF account to your upgraded PACER account to access the court upgraded website. Let me add one caveat. If you save your login and password in the browser, you will need to remember your login and password to get into the system, because what you save in the browser is not going to work anymore. So you need to know your login and password when you go to link your account. Linking is a one-time process. So you link your account, you can complete the linking on or after August 26th. You must take this step to access the system. If you are a member of the bar but do not have a CMECF account, or you are not a member of the court bar, you must go to PACER to apply for attorney admission and or register for e-filing. Okay. Information on requesting attorney admission and e-filing is available on the court's website, along with learning modules. Detailed instructions on applying for attorney admission will be added to the court's website on August. I will now turn it over to Kristen.
Thanks, Dominic, and good afternoon, everybody. I would briefly discuss a few items related to filing documents in CMECF. Although your method of accessing CMECF will change on August 26th, the filing interface will remain mostly the same. Nevertheless, we thought it would be helpful to identify a few filing best practices that you can get the most out of Esteem ECF, both now and as we move to next gen. Our first filing tip is to ensure that you are using the proper events when filing a document. Specifically, when there is more than one event that might apply to your filing, please choose the most specific events available. For example, if you are seeking an extension of time to file a response brief, please select the event titled Extension of Time to File Response rather than the generic Extension of Time event. We recognize that the CMECF filing interface is far from perfect. Thus, we have been using our transition to NextGen as an opportunity to undertake a comprehensive review of the available events so that we could, among other things, improve your ability to quickly locate the events that you need. We have been removing events that are outdated or duplicative and clarifying event names so that it is easier to understand what they should be used for. Our goal is to make event selection as intuitive as possible for you. Our second filing tip is to make sure that you are properly linking related filings. There are two types of linking that I want to talk about, required linking and optional linking. When you are required to link, please make sure that you select the correct document. In many situations, the correct document is really obvious. For example, as you can see in the screenshot on the left, when filing a cross motion to dismiss / summary judgment, you should link your filing to the previously filed dispositive motion. Pretty straightforward. In other situations, there may be more than one document that is a possible candidate for linking. One such situation arises during summary judgment briefing, when you are filing a combined response to a cross motion and reply in support of your own motion. In that situation, you should link your filing to the cross motion rather than your original motion. In addition to the required linking, you will encounter situations in which you are given the option to link your document to a prior filing, similar to what appears in the screenshot on the right. When this screen appears, always check that box if your document relates to a prior filing, and then select the related filing on the next screen. So why are we emphasizing events and linking? Well, we have several reasons for this. First, you will ensure that the correct deadlines are set in CMECF, which, among other benefits, will make your calendar reports and the court's calendar reports more accurate. Second, you will ensure that your opposing party will be able to properly link their filings to yours and vice versa. Third, and perhaps most importantly, it will make it easier for you, the court, and the public to review and follow the docket of the case. In light of these important considerations, please be aware that if you do not use the correct event, your filing may be stricken from the docket, and then you will be forced to refile it. Thus, if you have any questions regarding which event you should choose or which document you should link to, please do not hesitate to contact the CMECF Help Desk. They will be happy to assist you. Right, Joe?
Yes.
Excellent. Our final tip for you is that we would like to see you properly format the citations in your filings. Properly formatted citations will not only make your filings easier to read in general, but will allow the court to more effectively review those filings. We have three main recommendations, with the caveat that the preferences of your presiding judge or special master take precedence. First, for citations to external sources, such as case law, statutes, regulations, we recommend that you use standard rulebook formats or other formats typically used by the court, such as RCSC or a vaccine rule. Second, for citations to documents already filed in your case, we recommend that you include in your citation ECF document number and the relevant page number in that document. Third, if you have the need to cite a document filed in another case in the Court of Federal Claims, we recommend that you include in your citation the other case's number, the ECF document number in that case, and the relevant page number in that document. For your reference, there is a handout in the supporting materials that you should have before you that provides examples of these citation formats, and this handout is also posted on the court's website. And that's all I have for you today. So I will now turn things back over to Joe for some final comments.
All right. I just want to thank everybody again for tuning in. We've included some documents and recording materials that we think you'll find useful. And I just want to recommend that everybody visit our website, view our tutorials, and grab our information from there. Thank you very much. And Ed?
Now we come to the part of the panel presentation, which we call Stump the Panel. Okay, so we need questions from you. I know the panelists were incredibly clear, but there may be clarification here. They may not have covered something that you were thinking about. So, we will now unmute the telephone lines to take any questions. Please keep your line muted unless you would like to ask a question. When asking a question, please unmute your line, introduce yourself, and ask your question. Remember, no question is too dumb to ask. Please put your line back on mute after the panel addresses your question. So at this point, we will wait for any questions you may have.
Hi, this is from the Federal Circuit Bar. Just so that you know, you push star 6 in order to mute and unmute your line.
Do you want to repeat that, Ed? Yeah.
Okay, so this is to hit star 6 to mute and unmute your line. So hit star 6, introduce yourself, and ask your question. I see right now while you're thinking out there, we have a question from someone who is attending the webcast in person.
Yes.
Colleen?
Thank you, Ed. This is Colleen Hartley from DOJ, and I do have a question regarding the linking of the PAA account with an individual PFIR account. If we already have our own account, and we go through the upgraded system, do we need to do anything additional with the PAA?
No. If you have an existing individual PACER account, you should be already linked to your administrative account. So the only time if you create a new individual account, that is when you will then have to link it with the administrative account. But what happens is the administrative account manager will send an invitation to the individual PACER user to join to link to the account, and then you will have to go into your account and accept that invitation, and you will be linked to the billing account. Does that answer your question?
It does. Thank
okay,
you.
Great.
Do we have any other questions out there on the webinar? Did I mention that you might be able to secure a free enlargement of time if you stop the panel? That is a possibility. Can't guarantee it. Well, it looks like the panel has done a remarkably good job. There are no other questions, I see. And so I would just like to thank the panel for all the hard work they put into two presentations and all the preparation beforehand. So thank you very, very much. With that, we will say this is the end, and I will adjourn the webinar, and I thank you for your participation.